Now, with this day, Matt, being February 2nd, it is the start of Black History Month. And while I'm an adult and you really don't... Uh-oh, you are a killer? Boy, killer almost ate it right there. And while it meant way more to me as a kid, I do at times, and I think it was the time where we talked about MLK Day and we talked about Juneteenth, just about some of the times to kind of reflect on some different things and how things were and how things still have a long way to go. And I think this is the important time for that. But it did make me think about when I was in elementary school, because we had a teacher. When I was in the fourth grade, they had this, they started this new program to where we never left the classroom. We only had one teacher. The only time we left this class was to go to art, music, and gym class. Every other subject that we were taught by this one teacher. And we had fourth graders, fifth graders, and sixth graders in the same class. And then we, you know, so we were the, I was the fourth grade when this thing started. So she always called us one of her original boys because it just started and we were there for all 3 years. And her name was Mrs. Betty Glover. And she's still teaching today. She was my teacher when I was in the fourth grade, 8 years old. That's 1979. And she's still teaching. But she was,
I can't rap. She's got to be 80 something.
She's still teaching, dude. And she was so instrumental in shaping me to who I am today. Seriously. When you talk about Black history, you talk about all the big things that everyone did and all the significant accomplishments that a lot of African Americans, what they did. She was the one that kind of shaped us into who we are today and trying to teach us how all this stuff mattered, and what they did was very significant. And it just went way past all the kind of the headline stuff that you get.
Yeah.
Because Martin Luther King and all that, while very, very important, that was the headline stuff. And she went so much deeper into trying to teach us what we could do and who we could be. And that's 1979, so it's not too far away from everything being pretty jacked up to kind of mold into us that you can be what you want to be.
Yeah.
And she would, I'm telling you, man, she didn't take any mess. She really, truly didn't. And she loved her kids. So when you talk about Black history, I really almost lean into her more than all some of the big significant contributions that you would get from everyone else. So shout out to Mrs. Glover, man. She's the best. And she will tell you in a minute that she was at my wedding and she was running things, and my wife looked and said, "Who was that?" I was like, "Well, that's Miss Glover." So you have to listen to her. I have to listen to her. But I do want to bring this up because I was directed to this one documentary about a guy named Clarence Avant, and I had never really heard, I'd heard the name, but it didn't mean too much to me. And so it's on Netflix, and just started watching that. And he was this kind of mover and shaker. He's a brother that had mob ties, but he just got stuff done. And everyone knew he was just a dude that got stuff done. So when he was mentioning, I was watching this documentary, he started talking about another concert that happened in Chicago in 1972. And it was Operation Push. And that's the Jesse Jackson thing, too. I can't remember exactly what Push stands for. Well, forgive me for that. But he talked about this expo that they had. They had a Black expo in Chicago in 1972 that was filmed, but they showed it in theaters for like a week or two, and then it just went away. And like 50 years later, they remastered everything and they put it out. And it's on Netflix now, and it's called Save the Children. And it's awesome. If you want to talk about going, and they had pretty much every significant act in the early 70s come out and perform for this expo. And it's about an hour and 45 minutes. And I watched it on the flight up here, and I rewound like four or five different times, and I'm in my seat jamming. I bet you the lady next to me is like, "What is wrong with this dude? What are you watching?" Because it was so cool to see something like that happen in 1972, where you had a huge gathering of brothers and sisters coming together to try and, you know, uplift everyone. Yeah. It's just different. It wasn't just the concert. It wasn't just the performance. It was pretty much any kind of where they're trying to make sure that, hey, you guys can do this or do that, showcase this business, showcase everything. And it is well done. It features a lot of the musical acts, but it's incredible. So if anyone wants to have any homework to celebrate a little Black history, I would highly suggest that you watch Save the Children on Netflix. It's about an hour and 45 minutes. And the Jackson 5 perform on there. But we can have this conversation a little bit later if you want to, because we were talking about this. Oh, we were a little bit separated at the team dinner. Said that if you want to try and say a voice that epitomizes what vocally the best voices I've ever heard, it's young Michael Jackson.
There's not a person out
there that can hang with him when he was younger, as far as range,
amazing,
the maturity of his voice at that early age, and oh my gosh. And then you can just see it on display in that concert. But man, I think it's well worth the watch. It was awesome. The Temptations, Isaac Hayes, Marvin Gaye, the OJs, Jackson 5, like they all performed at this expo. And I asked my mom and her two sisters, had they ever heard of that? Because it was 1972, and my mom's mid-20s at that point.
Yeah.
And my mom said she vaguely remember hearing about it. They knew they weren't going to go, but they had heard about that happening. And quickly, Sammy Davis was on there also. Now, Sammy Davis wasn't that well-liked in the community, because I think a lot of people pictured him as a sellout, because he backed Nixon, all of his friends were white. He, you know, I guess according to in the 70s, acted, talked, you know, white. So he came out to this expo, and the reception was tepid, like seriously. They didn't even want him up there. He walked on stage, and no one did a thing. And so he started talking a little bit, and he said, you know, you might disagree with my politics. You may not know who I am, but that doesn't change the fact that I'm Black. And so he got a little warmer reception, and then he sung, he performed on there. And I think everyone kind of warmed up to him a little bit. But it was a trip how everyone was kind of like, whoa, wait a minute, what the heck is he doing here?
That's
weird. Then, you know, he had to try and see if he can win that crowd over. But Don Cornelius was there, the host of Soul Train. Dude, it was well done. So Save the Children, Netflix. I just wanted to put that out there at the start of this month. And if you want to check it out, and let me know what you thought about it. You may not like it. I loved it because of the music and everything that it was about.